in the long run, it turned out to be less expensive. The advantage there is, well, there are a couple of main advantages of using the bioengineered approach. If you use rock armor, which is what they usually use for large river systems, what that does is that just kind of pushes the problem farther downstream. It protects what you have, but the speed of the river is not slowed down at all, isn't diminished. So it's the river scour the area beyond the rocks. And then over time, they eventually start to break down and crumble, and they become weakened. Whereas with the bioengineered solution, two very important things happen. One is that because it's a living system, it grows stronger over time. But probably the most important thing is that the willow being kind of flexible and can wave back and forth, it actually slows the flow of the river down so that any sediment that's trapped can then seep out and be redeposited back on the shoreline.